All right, and we're back for our second hour of the Growth and Development of Jazz this week, where I'm focusing in on Miles Davis and John Coltrane. The last hour, we listened to a little bit of Miles Davis, got a chance to run the gamut from his cool jazz to his jazz rock fusion. We're up to John Coltrane. Surprisingly enough, he was also born in 1926, just like Miles. He was born in Hamlet, North Carolina. Early on, I think it was in his early high school years, he moved to Philadelphia after he had started studying music in clarinet and alto saxophone. He moved to Philadelphia and he started studying music at a place that's no longer called the Granoff School in Philadelphia. He started playing professionally around 1945. That would make him 19 years old. He spent a year in the Navy. He was stationed in Hawaii. He played in the band. Upon his discharge, he played in a lot of rhythm and blues bands before he started getting some jazz gigs. And he started getting gigs with some pretty heavy people right away, Dizzy Gillespie, Earl Bostic, and Johnny Hodges. He joined Miles Davis's band for the first time in 1955 to 1957. He rejoined after he was out for a year. He came back, and he was off and on from about 1958 to 1960. After that, he was pretty much his own man. But we can say that he was that all along. If we listen to some of the recordings that he made with Miles Davis in the mid-50s, you can tell he's somebody whose playing is constantly being reevaluated and developing. On a lot of those records, like Miles will take one of those classic Miles solos that's understated, and he just says something with just the minimum amount of notes necessary. And when Train comes in, it's almost as though somebody just unleashed a tiger that's been in a cage getting mad for a while. I mean, his playing is full of vigor, full of energy, very aggressive style. We get to 1959, and we start seeing some real landmark recordings under his own names. Mind you, he had already made a lot of historically important recordings where John Coltrane plays the blues, a lot of recordings where he was playing hard bop music. With the release of Giant Steps, Train changed forever how musicians approach composition, improvisation, and harmony. Up until that point, the harmonic landscape from Dixieland to swing to cool to bebop to hard bop had many things in common from era to era. And one of these was that how chords moved from one chord to the next. The distances that these chords would move were very similar. In Giant Steps, all this changed. Coltrane used an interval of a minor third that most Western music, most of the chords generally, when they're moving towards cadence, they move in a fourth. So having this interval that's a little smaller than a fourth made things a little trickier for musicians to deal with when they were improvising. After that recording, Train makes a reversal with regard to how he feels about harmony. And he had said that he was always fascinated with harmony. So when he would play a blues, he would always see how many different chord changes he could put into a blues, just like Charlie Parker had done 10 or 15 years earlier. But after he makes this recording of Giant Steps, and there are a couple of tunes on that record, another one is Countdown, that have very hard chord changes, and changes are changing very frequently. Train goes in the other direction and starts recording tunes that have fewer and fewer chord changes to where, as we get to the end of his career, he's playing music that has no chord changes at all. Like Miles, there are still a number of musicians today performing whose careers got major boosts by their early associations with John Coltrane, Tommy Flanagan. I think he passed away recently. Cedar Walton, McCoy Tyner, Elvin Jones, and Jimmy Garrison, just to name a few. Since we've already heard a good bit of Train with Miles, those recordings we heard of Miles from the mid-50s all had Train on them, I want to start off after that to where Train sets off on his own after working with Miles. The first two are going to come from this album, Giant Steps. We're going to hear the title track, Giant Steps, and then another tune called Countdown. We're going to take our break early after that and then come back with some music from 1961. Thank you.
Thank you.